Hello everyone, my name is Jinx. Today I have a lot in store for you in this podcast session, so get ready. Now, I'll get straight to the point and tell you all who I'm going to be discussing for my very first podcast. It's someone I have been watching a lot more often since he left the Irrelevant Four. Or five. Don't quite remember the number, but it's either one of those. You all might know who he is. Jeffree Star. Okay, now let me tell you all what I think about Jeffree Star. I mean, looking at the positive aspects first, he is overall an amazing person. He is really charismatic, funny, and my first favorite beauty guru, the second runner-up being James Charles. Now, everyone probably knows about Jeffree Star's past, and I will get into that later on in the podcast, because his past affected my opinion on him for such a long time. But moving right along, it is really hard to list everything awesome about him. I mean, he's a very real, brutally honest beauty guru who surely doesn't care about being on the PR list. And you can tell because a lot of makeup brands hate him. Clearly means he was honest about their products. If you want to find good makeup, Jeffree Star always has you covered. And I'll just say his makeup line is bomb. Personally, I expected it to be garbage, to be real, but I was pleasantly surprised by how far it is from garbage. With positives comes negatives, though, most of the time. I'm not talking about negatives with his makeup line, but negatives about him as a person. So, I'll get into that. I probably have a lot to say about the negatives, not because there are a lot of negatives, but because there are lots of juicy tidbits that I just need to discuss and spill. Agree to disagree, but Jeffree used to be racist. Let me go sip some tea, and before you bash my head in, keyword on used to. He has changed and cares a lot about everyone, and his fans and his friends. I mean, he really cares about foundation shades, especially for darker skin, and for pale skin. I mean, it is 2018, and we still can't make a huge shade range from pale to very dark. I mean, Rihanna's Fenty Beauty is the dominator of shade range. But I'm sidetracking a bit. Let me go back to Jeffree being racist. You can search videos of Jeffree Star being racist and come upon a few disturbing ones. I mean, I know that's his past, but still thinking about it, it's kind of unsettling. But if I were defending Jeffree, let me just add the detail that annoying little rats who aren't a fan of Jeffree always bring up his past as if he didn't change. I mean, come up with some better comeback
and stop using the same one. Not to throw shade, at least he didn't go and make a blackface makeup video like Manny MUA, who I will be talking about in my next podcast. If you don't understand how it's racist to do blackface, please, I'm begging you, Google search it and learn. I may still be sidetracking, but it needed to be said. Now, Jeffree Star has said some very racist comments, especially to strangers, which is downright disgusting. He said things like, "I win by having diamond rims and you win by being a poor Mexican, you stupid ape," which was directed to a black person. An ape is considered a very derogatory mean term towards black people. And the "I win by having diamond rims and you win by being a poor Mexican" is very racist to Mexicans, as you can tell. I mean, wow. I mean, there is one that is too graphic to say, and I'm trying to keep this podcast clean. He made a joke about throwing battery acid on a black woman's face, which isn't a joke at all. But a lot of comments he said were super graphic and had too many cuss words. So if you want to see them, you can just search Jeffree Star's racist past comments or something like that. Someone who is black myself, that didn't make sense, but I am black myself and personally hated him to death. Like, can't even explain to death when I saw this. But everyone can change. I mean, you might have been racist and raised a different way to be racist, but then you like opened up your eyes more and understood what you did was like genuinely wrong and you truly want to change. And I feel like that's what Jeffree Star did. He truly tried to change and isn't trying to look at his past. He's trying to like create a better name for himself now. And that's a good thing because he's not bad. I can't stop saying that he's genuinely changed, but I can forgive, but not forget. But then again, he hasn't said any racist things recently. But if he says one rude thing, I definitely will butcher him and never, ever watch him again. If I'm being entirely honest, one slip up and I'm done with him. Like, so done. My name is Jinx. Thank you for tuning in on my podcast. There will be more.